Good morning. Good morning. A warm welcome to each and every one of you. A special warm welcome to grandparents and aunts and uncles, guests who've come to share this special morning with us today. It's wonderful to have you with us. We're excited as a Sunday school to present the gospel to you in a fresh new way this morning. And I've got to say a special welcome to Ryan. He surprised us this morning. It's good to see you home with us, Ryan. We're going to start a little bit early and take a quick look at announcements. So if anyone has an announcement, Kirsten, she's got an announcement. Anyone else have an announcement? Seth, come on up.
Good morning. I'd just like to make an announcement about the 31st. Harley and I are planning a worship night here at church, which will start at 7. We often have a games night, so that will follow the worship. You can come and go as you'd like, go play games or be here. We just would love for you to join us and invite anyone you want. We would love a full house.
Good morning. I would just like to draw your attention to the worship and prayer day that we are doing January 5th and January 6th. We are doing this out of the joy it is for us to worship our God. Jerry has gotten this initiative going, and I'm super thankful for that. Thank you, Jerry. But we are doing 24 hours of prayer and worship. So, in the youth room, we're gonna gather, and depending how many of us are there at a time, it can be many, it can be few. Maybe if you're there in the middle of the night, it'll just be you, but you'll actually see me there because I'm gonna be there for the night because that's the best part. But come and set yourself before the Lord for whatever amount of time you want to do that. But take the opportunity to come. There's going to be worship leaders. We're trying to make it happen so that there's someone leading worship, songs for however many that is through the 24 hours. So we are still looking for a few more worship leaders. If you would like to do that, you don't really have to be a worship leader because I'm doing it, so you can do it. I'm just going to be playing guitar. We play worship songs. So if you play a guitar or a piano or whatever else it is, and you want to play worship music for a half hour or an hour, come talk to Jerry. And there's you can talk to Jerry, but there's also a sign-up sheet as well in the foyer. And so if you would like to come and pray, we'd like to for sure make sure there's at least one person there for the entire 24 hours. So again, for prayer, there's also a sign-up sheet in the foyer. And there are hour slots there for that. So that's January 5th and 6th, and that'll be in the youth hut. So come and set yourself before the Lord, and we get to, as his church, get to glorify him just like they do in heaven. Just like they do in heaven 24/7, we're going to do that for one day, 24 hours. So let's all do that together. Thanks.
Good morning. On behalf of the Finance Committee, I want to thank you all again for your generous donations. We brought in some more again last weekend, and we keep chipping away at our budget and what the amount that we have left. So you'll notice in the bulletin, we're looking for just over $40,000 yet before the end of the year. And if you've been paying attention to the news, you will know that in this last week, the American people were able to raise about $15,866,000 to build a wall. That was 260,000 people in 6 days raised almost $16 million. So I think if we, the church, are as passionate about the Lord and about seeing the gospel preached and all that as the American people are about building this wall, this should be no problem. Thank you.
I think we need to keep these finance committee announcements coming, even though we make the budget. That's great, Mitch. A couple things to highlight. Please take note of next Sunday's sharing service. Encourage you to take part in that. And there is no Sunday school next Sunday. So please take note of that. We have a couple of special birthday people in our midst this morning. Margaret Dick's birthday. Where is she? Is she here? I don't see her. And Pastor Rudy's birthday today. God bless you, Rudy. Happy birthday. We appreciate you very, very much. We want to wish Kim and Mark well as they prepare for next Saturday, their wedding day, the beginning of forever together. God bless you as you prepare for that, and even more for your journey together for a lifetime. We want to say a special thank you to MCI, who loaned us a couple of mics for this morning's performance. So big shout out to MCI. They're so great to help us out with that. Tomorrow night, there's a candlelight service. Don't miss it. It's going to be great. And a very big thank you to someone special, Luke. Luke has written and directed our play that you're about to see. He has worked wonderfully with the children. He's encouraged them, and he's just such a blessing. So thank you, Luke, for all the time you've put in writing and in directing. Very much appreciated. Our call to worship this morning was written by Anne Voskamp. It comes from The Greatest Gift. For all the wandering, this is the first question of the Old Testament. God coming to ask after you. Where are you? Where are you in your life? Where are you from me? To get where you want to go, the first question you always have to ask is, where am I? Our fall has always been and always will be that we aren't satisfied in God and what he gives. We hunger for something more, something other. The only thing that will satisfy our hunger for more is to hunger for the one who comes down to Bethlehem, house of bread, the one who comes after us and offers himself as bread for our starved souls. And for all the wondering, this is the first question of the New Testament, where the wise men came asking, where is he? We only find out where we are when we find out where he is. We only find ourselves when we find him. We lost ourselves at one tree, and we only find ourselves at another. Wise men are only wise because they make their priority the seeking of Christ. All our moments, all our waking, all the globe is a looking glass to God, and the wise keep asking, they keep seeking the presence of Christ in a thousand places because you only come to yourself when you come to him. And your God, he's coming. He's coming now. Everywhere for you. In all humanity's religions, man reaches after God, but in all his relationships, God reaches for man, reaches for you who have fallen and scraped your heart raw, for you who feel the shame of words that have smacked off your tongue and poisoned corners of your life. For you who keep trying to cover up pain with perfection. These words came through the dense thicket of failure. Where are you? Your God refuses to give up on you. Your God looks for you when you're feeling lost. And your God seeks you out when you're down. And your God calls for you when you feel cast aside. He doesn't run down the rebel. He doesn't strike down the sinner. He doesn't flog the failure. Spurgeon writes that no matter what the day holds, how the season unfolds, God holds and enfolds. I'm come to find you wherever you may be. I will look for you till the eyes of my pity see you. I will follow you all the hands. I will follow you till the hands of my mercy reach you, and I will still hold you to my heart. Pray with me. Oh God, you are good. Thank you that when we are lost, you seek to bring us home. You sent your Son to this lost world to save us. Father, this morning, speak to our hearts. Draw us near. Bless the children as they proclaim the good news that you love us. In Jesus' name, amen. So a slight change in our order of service. We're going to have a congregational singing after offertory, so bear with us.
The Advent reading for this fourth Sunday of Advent. Let us listen to the words of the prophet Isaiah, found in chapter 11, verses 1 and 2, 6 and 9. A shoot will come from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the hole of the cobra, and the young child put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
We continue to celebrate the coming of Christ with the lighting of the Advent candles. The frail light of a single candle, daring to pierce the darkness of despair and sin, is a symbol of hope. The gentle glow of a second candle is a symbol of the God of love whom we worship. A third candle reminded us of the joy with which we draw from the well of salvation. We are a people of hope, love, and joy, able to trust and not be afraid. The season of Advent continues as we light the candle of peace, the gentle and persistent fire of a candle in the midst of violence and separation from God and others is a symbol of peace.
Despite the continued scars of battle, the rumblings of strife and discord, and the persistent presence of refugees, the vision of the prophet strikes a chord deep within all people who long for peace. So, in the name of that child born so long ago, we light the candle of peace. And following Christ's teachings, we nurture our hope for peace even today.
Now invite the ushers forward to take this morning's offering. Will you bow with me for prayer? Father, thank you for this special day. We pray a special blessing on the children as they share the good news. We pray a special blessing on our birthday people, on Mrs. Margaret Dick and on Pastor Rudy. Father, we pray for those who are struggling, who are finding this a season of loneliness or a season of illness or pain, a season of grief. We ask a special measure of comfort and hope and peace upon each one. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Father. We thank you for the gift of Jesus. We thank you that you sent him to save us, to bring us salvation. And we thank you that we look forward to him coming again one day. We thank you that we are people of great hope. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. As we welcome the children up to begin our program, could you turn with me to number 132, and we'll sing them into the sanctuary.
Thank you. looks like a frog.
Maybe if a frog had two legs and sort of a beak.
And wings, like a duck.
A duck, then.
That croaks.
How would a cloud... Never mind.
That looks like a wolf.
No, more like a really hairy whale.
No, like there's actually a wolf down there.
Where?
Over there, by the sheep.
Oh.
Any sign of the wolves?
We drove them off west. I think they're still lurking around in that bush region, though.
Any sign of the sheep?
We've got six here. Or five. I suspect there are more by the Bethlehem Road.
I found another dozen or so up here, but I can see more over the south ridge.
We think there are a few by the road as well.
I hope we can get to them before they get hit on the road.
By what? A donkey?
Oh, yeah.
Levi, what does the handbook have to say about a situation like this?
Ah, yes, the Shepherd's Handbook of All Knowledge and Wisdom. Let's see. Wolves attack the flock at night. Wolves attack with no warning. Ah, here. Wolves attack with lots of warning, but you weren't paying attention. In the event you were attacked by wolves, but were not paying attention, 1. Drive off wolves. Check. Split up to search for lost sheep. Leave at 3. Leave at least 5 shepherds to guard the remaining sheep.
Levi, why don't you head north? Look around those trees. I'll get the ones by the road. The rest of you stay here and make sure none of these little guys run off. Ruth, I'm putting you in charge while we're gone.
What a mess. If I had a shack for every sheep we've got here, I'd be poorer than I am now, and that's saying something.
If I had a shekel for every time you complained about how poor you are, I'd have enough for choir retirement in Jerusalem.
Maybe if you hadn't acted like you already have a choir retirement, we wouldn't be in this mess. You were half asleep.
If I remember correctly, you were all playing cards.
Hey, nothing keeps you on your toes like a good old game of Dutch Blitz.
Oh, does it? Well, if you're so on the stick, then why are the sheep scattered all over creation?
All right, that's enough. None of us are doing a great job keeping watch, but it's no use complaining about it. Now we just need to make sure we don't lose any of the sheep we've already found.
I I think we'd be more useful rounding up the sheep that are still out there.
Yeah, instead of sitting around here.
Weren't you listening? Amos and Levi are going to come back to find the sheep and are going to need us to keep them together once they're found. We don't want to lose them all over again.
But we only really need one of us to stay here, right? I vote for Ruth.
What? Hey, I didn't volunteer. I just said...
Nose game.
Hey, Amos put me in charge.
And you still are. See you later, Ruth. We're going to catch some sheep.
What? Wait, wait. We need to watch the sheep. Great. Now I'm all by myself. What will I do if... Guys, there's one getting away. Perfect. Stay there.
Here, sheepy, sheepy, sheepy. Here, sheepy, sheepy, sheepy.
You know they hate being called sheepy, right? It's very condescending.
I know, but they did run away.
Yeah, because we weren't watching them.
I guess I'm just mad at myself for not keeping a better eye on them.
I know what you mean. There are some.
Come on, little guys, back to the flock.
You must have been very scared. Come on, guys, time to go.
I'll keep looking. Here, sheepy, sheepy, sheepy.
I wish they would stop calling me that.
Me too.
Well, where did you last see them?
I had them strapped to my belt.
And? Well, what do you know?
Have you found any of them?
All of them.
Yep, they were on Hannah's belt the whole time.
The sheep?
Our coins for market.
Our market money's lost too?
Nope, we had it the whole time.
Congratulations. Weren't you guys watching the sheep?
We were.
But then,
we weren't.
Yeah.
And who's watching them now?
Ruth?
By herself? It explicitly says in the Shepherd's Handbook of All Knowledge and Wisdom that a shepherd must never watch their sheep alone. Come on, we've got to go help her.
I think that's just about all of them. 98, 99. Hey, weren't they supposed to be?
Yes, they were.
We're still missing one sheep. I thought you might have it with you.
Where's Ruth?
Booth, I thought she was with them.
She was. Would any of you woolheads care to explain to Amos what happened?
It was her idea. She wanted to go look for the sheep.
She was the one who suggested Ruth.
And you agreed with me.
So you admit you're guilty.
I guess that leaves me entirely innocent.
I'm sure.
So let me get this straight. You were all watching over the sheep when suddenly you got this bright idea to abandon all reason and leave Ruth to guard the sheep alone.
We were only...
I'm not finished yet. While Ruth was by herself, one of the sheep runs off, and she decides to abandon all reason and run off after it.
The Shepherd's Handbook of All Knowledge and Wisdom clearly states that you should never leave the 99 for the one.
Come to think of it, I did see someone running to the bush out west.
Oh no, that's where the wolves were.
Not to mention that it'll be impossible for her to find anything in there.
We have to go find her.
No, it's getting dark, and the chances of us finding her are nearly as bad as finding that sheep.
But the wolves, we can't just leave her there.
The best chance she has is to come to her senses and return here. If we stay put, she'll find us. Levi, what does the handbook have to say about keeping watch for other shepherds?
If you are keeping watch for other shepherds at night, at least one person has screwed up terribly. The party which has screwed up most badly should be assigned to the night watch for a month. I love this handbook. Short and to the point.
I can't believe we're on night watch for a whole month. Do you think Levi just makes up stuff from the handbook to say? It's not like any of the rest of us can read.
What I can't believe is how much Amos snores. He's usually my buddy on night watch.
What I can't believe is how you three have managed to complain all night long. I mean, it's a wonder anyone is snoring with the way you go at it.
I'm back.
Ruth!
Hooray!
We're so sorry we left you to watch the sheep alone.
Levi, Amos, Ruth's back, and she's got the lost sheep.
Why did you run off into the bush?
With the wolves.
In the dark.
You might have been hurt.
They're right, Ruth. That was a dangerous thing you did.
I found at least 8 rules that you broke today.
But look at this little guy. He was scared and alone. I know I took a risk to save him today, but it's worth it, and I'd do it again.
Everyone, faces to the ground!
The handbook says, in the event of a divine visitation...
Forget the handbook!
don't be afraid.
For look, I proclaim good news and great joy that will be for all the people. Today a Savior, who is Messiah the Lord, was born for you in the city of David. This will be the sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in snuggling cloth and laying in a feeding trough.
Glory to God in the highest heavens, and peace on earth to the people he favors.
Already started.
What man among you who has 100 sheep and loses one of them does not leave the 99 in the open field and go after the lost one until he finds it? When he has found it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders, and coming home, he calls his friends and neighbors together, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who don't need repentance. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired man, since he is not the shepherd and doesn't own the sheep, leaves them and runs away when he sees a wolf coming. The wolf then snatches and scatters them. This happens because he is a hired man and doesn't care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me. As the Father knows me, I know the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep. But I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. Then there will be one flock and one shepherd.
Shepherd returned, go find it, pray to God for all he has seen and heard.
Would you join us now in singing Joy to the World, number 122? Pardon me? I think all of them.
Thank you so much for coming to join us for this Christmas presentation of The Good Shepherd. I think we should have a good round of applause for Luke, who's written and directed this. They will be taking this on tour for the next 2 weeks, that's my understanding. There you go. Responsible and irresponsible shepherds alike, we're good to go. I think so. Thank you so much. Thank you, students, for your enthusiastic participation. Thank you so much for being sheep and doing your job and doing it well. Thank you to Sunday school teachers, to pianists, leaders, for doing your job well. Thank you for taking time and putting energy into the practice, the rehearsals, and for presenting this morning. We have been reminded again of the great grand news of a child born among us, proving to the world that indeed he is the Good Shepherd. The one who so dearly loves and cares for every one of the sheep, always rejoicing when the lost ones are found. The Good Shepherd, source of our hope, our peace, and life eternal, thanks be to God. I'm going to invite the children, after we're done the benediction, you go back to your classrooms to take your costumes off there and to receive your Christmas bags. Let's bow to pray for benediction. And now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. May the Lord bless you and keep you today and always. Amen. We are dismissed.